walk with me. But as we do, please keep a lookout for bears. Hey, no date's been set, but walking across country number 10 is definitely on my mind. I haven't fully committed in my head which country to walk across yet, but I'm diligently exploring options in Wales, Greece, and Japan. And as I plan, these three things are a given. At the end of each day, I'll make sure to find, number one, a bed, number two, a hot shower, and number three, a beer. They're the keys that have helped me cross 9 finish lines before, and they were a story. Here it is. It was my first hike ever. On it, I had 1, no bed, 2, no shower, and 3, I did have whiskey lemonades. After I finished that wild hike, I vowed to never be without a bed and a hot shower again. I now know, without a doubt, I'm not a tent guy. I also know that without a hot shower after a long hiking day, man, my bones ache more. As for number 3, the whiskey lemonades, well, listen on. When life gives you lemons, make whiskey lemonades. Here's the whole story. I was in college and hiking 200 miles on California's John Muir Trail with a friend. We were carrying our lives on our back, sleeping bags, tent, stove, food, everything. And of course, it was bear country. To keep food away from bears at night, we would hang our backpacks over a tree limb a safe distance away from our tent. We would take a rope and tie a rock to one end of it and a backpack to the other end. Then, we would toss the rock over a secure tree limb high off the ground. Gravity would bring the rock down so we could grab it and then hoist our packs into the air. One night, however, a very wily bear easily outsmarted 2 Berkeley seniors. Even after raising our food high into the air, we woke up the next morning with our backpacks on the ground, shredded. A bear had gotten them. Evidently, the bear had climbed the tree, went out on the limb, and shook the packs to the ground. He then enjoyed a full buffet of all the food we carried. But kindly, he did leave 3 items that assured our continuing survival. 1, a canister of powdered chocolate. 2, multiple packets of lemonade mix. 3, a bottle of whiskey. With no phone, food delivery service, or other hikers available to share food, things were getting serious for us fast. There was no one out there to save us, except ourselves. And thankfully, whiskey lemonades. Over the next 2 days, we walked as fast as our tired feet could carry our sewed back together backpacks. We drank stream water with iodine tablets, rationed spoons of powdered chocolate, and freely mixed packets of lemonade with whiskey. We succeeded in getting to our next food drop. We restocked our packs and continued hiking, and we picked up more lemonade and whiskey. You know, just in case. To be clear, this blog is not about encouraging hikers to take lemonade packets and a bottle of whiskey when hiking in bear country. Instead, it answers a far more serious question. What do we do when life becomes overwhelmingly tough? My answer as a lifetime entrepreneur and adventurer? Well, be tougher than life. In order to survive, sometimes we need to be. The next time life overwhelms you with hungry bears, brutal news, and overwhelming chaos, write the words down, post them on the mirror, tape them to the steering wheel, and then become them. Be tougher than life. Because we can be when we need to be. Thank you so much for listening this week. Create a great day, create a positive week, and go out and make a difference.